president hears from massacre relatives.
I'm pissed. It's my daughter. I'm not going to see again.
U.S. women break the ice.
The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang.
Moving ahead while going in reverse.
New technology. Preventing car crashes.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. There were prayers and tears at a White House event as relatives of mass shooting victims, including last week's shooting at a Florida high school, pressed President Trump for action. CBS's Margaret Brennan says it was a unique and moving event.
I want to listen, and then after I listen, we're going to get things done.
One by one, survivors of school shootings and their family members shared their pain.
I lost a best friend, who's practically a brother.
People are dying. And we have to stop this.
And I'm just begging for a change. We need a change.
Andrew Pollack lost his 18-year-old daughter, Meadow, in the Florida shooting.
My daughter has no voice. She was murdered last week, shot 9 times on the 3rd floor. We, as a country, failed our children.
Senior Sam Zeif, whose best friend died in the massacre, wondered why it was so easy to buy an AR-15, the assault rifle used by the shooter.
I don't understand why I could still go in a store and buy a weapon of war.
As for possible solutions, President Trump focused on strengthening background checks, increasing mental health services, and even arming school staff.
If you had a teacher who was adept at firearms, they could very well end the attack very quickly.
After a full day of rallies and meetings with lawmakers in Tallahassee, high school students from Parkland, Florida, returned home early this morning.
I think we were really efficient. We shared a couple stories, we shared a couple ideas, and I hope we shared a little bit of hope.
The students, teachers, and parents put Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio on the defensive last night at a CNN town hall. Fred Gutenberg's daughter Jamie died in last week's shooting.
Your comments this week and those of our president have been pathetically weak.
Cameron Caskey is a student at Stoneman Douglas High.
Senator Rubio, can you tell me right now that you will not accept a single donation from the NRA in the future?
Rubio said no to that, but did suggest he's open to some new action.
If you are 18 years of age, you should not be able to buy a rifle, and I will support a law that takes that right away.
Fantastic.
I will support changing our background system so that it includes more information than it includes now.
Some conspiracy theorists have labeled Parkland student David Hogg a paid actor, a left-wing puppet pushing for new gun laws.
I am not a Clinton ploy or an actor. I am a witness to this.
Hogg has been outspoken since the shooting. CBS News contributor Nicholas Thompson.
There is a large portion of America that will not believe things that are said by mainstream outlets, because the president, for political reasons, has said they're not true. And that is one of the reasons why conspiracies about the Parkland students thrive.
It was redemption on ice for American women in the gold medal hockey game at the Winter Olympics. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Years of disappointment and heartache for the U.S. women's hockey team came to an end.
Fear stopped! The United States wins gold!
The call on NBC as the U.S. women beat their bitter rivals from Canada in an overtime shootout, 3-2. For the U.S. team, which had lost to the Canadians in the last 2 Olympic gold medal games, there was jubilation along with relief. Goaltender Maddie Rooney made the game-winning stop.
I've been dreaming about this since I was a little girl, and to do it with this group of women, I'm so proud.
This turned out to be the most successful day for the U.S. here in Pyeongchang so far. Americans won 5 medals. A second gold went to David Wise in the men's freestyle ski halfpipe.
Honestly, today was just an amazing day of halfpipe skiing.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang.
In what's likely her last Olympic race, Lindsey Vonn did not medal in the Alpine combined event. Michaela Schifrin took silver. A representative from North Korea will be at Sunday's closing ceremony. So will Ivanka Trump. There's no plan for any direct contact. There have been evacuations and rescues in parts of Michigan and Indiana. And pumps are being used to clear floodwaters from homes and businesses in several Midwest states where creeks and rivers are topping their banks. This woman lives in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Our whole basement flooded. We had to remove everything, all the shelving, our freezer tipped over with beef, everything's gone.
A top Ford Motor Company executive, a 31-year veteran of the company, has been ousted amid allegations of inappropriate behavior. An investigation was launched after an anonymous tip came in about North America President Raj Nair. New technology in autos has significantly cut the number of backup crashes. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
If Michael Dallin's neighbor had a backup camera, his daughter might be alive today. The two-year-old run over in the driveway.
I went to climb under a car and pick up her body. It was a hard day.
At the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, David Zumbi says
the rear auto brake, the sensors, the cameras are going to prevent a lot of property damage crashes.
Cars with backup cameras, an 80% reduction in backup crashes. Rear automatic braking linked to a 62% drop in reported accidents. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Well, it's too late for this tough flu season, but reporter Sabrina Cupid in Atlanta tells us treatment with a spotty history is going to be making a return.
Hunter, yes.
Atmar, yes.
The Advisory Committee on Immunizations has voted to reintroduce the nasal flu vaccine, FluMist, as an option for vaccinations next year. You might remember it was taken off the recommended list after it was shown to not be effective. After new data was presented at the CDC here in Atlanta, the panel voting to make FluMist an option again next year.
Well, it was pure luck, says an astronomer, an amateur from Argentina. Victor Busso was testing out a telescope camera when he happened to catch the first before and after images of a star as it explodes and morphs into a supernova some 80 million light years away. Experts say the odds of capturing such an event are about 1 in 100 million. Well, plans are in place for the farewell to America's pastor, Billy Graham, who died yesterday at 99.
The Reverend Billy Graham will lie in repose for 2 days next week at his ministry headquarters on the southwest side of his hometown of Charlotte. An invitation-only funeral will be held on Friday, March 2nd.
Invitations either have been or are being extended to the president, the vice president, and to former presidents still living.
Ministry spokesman Mark DeMoss says Graham's son Franklin will deliver his father's eulogy. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Honoring the victims of last week's mass shooting in South Florida, Major League Baseball teams at spring training will wear Stoneman Douglas High School hats during warm-ups. Their exhibition openers over the next few days. Players will have the option of wearing those caps during the games. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, the 22nd of February. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.